All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Monday. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams. You know Sandy. Here's another one of those issues. 13 years after last minimum wage hike. The last time the minimum wage was lifted was 13 years ago, marking the 13-year anniversary of the last federal minimum wage increase in the U.S., a boost from $5.15 to $7.25 in 2009. Progressive campaigners on Sunday urged congressional Democrats to make another push to raise the national pay floor as inflation continues to diminish workers' purchasing power. Today is a sad anniversary in the United States, said Morris Pearl, chair of the Patriotic Millionaires, a group that advocates progressive economic policy for 13 years now. Congress has failed to act to raise that $7.25 hourly federal minimum wage. Lawmakers have turned their backs on Americans. Tens of millions of low-wage workers and revealed themselves to be beholden to short-sighted interests of some of their ultra-rich donors. Sandy, how can anybody, any elected official, 13 years later, look at $7.25 and don't automatically say this has to be changed?
Well, I mean, you know, the fact that the minimum wage federally wasn't COLA adjusted,
right?
You know, almost all of the programs the federal government has a cost of living adjustment attached to it, but they didn't do that to the minimum wage. I mean, right there demonstrates the power of K Street over the laws enacted by Congress, because of course, of all the things that would probably appropriately be COLA adjusted, it would be the minimum wage. And, you know, when they act on the minimum wage, I'm afraid it's going to be a lot like the most recent bill that was adopted that was the gun control law, which was heralded as the most significant restrictions on gun ownership in decades. But it was like nothing, right?
Right.
Well, the $7.25 is what's going to make it easy to change that is that the marketplace has moved well beyond that. And many of the big employers that used to pay minimum wage are paying wages above the minimum because they can't attract workers at the minimum wage. So McDonald's and Walmart and all these places that used to probably pay minimum wage 14 years ago aren't paying it today. So when they raise the minimum wage, I'm afraid it's going to be kind of an illusory victory, because when they raise it, the question is, will they raise it up to a level that will actually increase the minimum wages being paid in this country, or will they simply raise it to a level that sounds better but is still maybe below what is the minimum wage for workers? If you look at what was required to give a wage earner a minimum income that puts them outside and above the boundary of being eligible for welfare, for instance, it takes, well, $15 an hour. If you work 2,000 hours a year, it's $30,000 a year. $30,000 is barely above the poverty level, and would still make eligible, would still create eligibility for things like Badger Care and others in Wisconsin. So, minimum wage needs to be addressed politically, and it needs to be addressed realistically. And raising the $7 and some cents minimum wage today to something higher, even if they doubled it, is not going to be addressing minimum wage in a meaningful way.
You know, it says $7.25 an hour remains the prevailing minimum wage in 20 states. The tipped sub minimum wage is still $3 an hour or lower in 22 states. Had the federal minimum wage risen at the same rate as Wall Street bonuses, it would now be $61.75 an hour instead of $7.25 an hour. If the minimum wage had kept pace with worker productivity since 1968, it would have been around $23 an hour last year. Sandy, how much of that can be attributed to the loss of unions and the impact that unions had during the last 40 years?
Well, I'm sure unions would have made a huge difference if unionization had occurred, particularly in the industries in which minimum wage prevails, which is basically the service industry, and in many respects, it's the food industry. And, you know, unionization never was catching fire there, and then the union movement basically collapsed in this country. So, unions could have made a significant difference in that regard, but just having a political process that was fair would have had a COLA adjustment or at least a productivity adjustment attached to the minimum wage, and none of those things happened. So to put in place a static minimum wage and then to ignore it for a number of years is just proof that there is no political attention being paid to it.
But Sandy, do you think that was oversight? Because at the same time, with Medicare and Social Security, with Social Security, they put in that COLA.
Well, that's right. It really has to do with political attention and what it is that, you know, I think Social Security has political attention because there are so many people receiving it, and each one of them is a voter.
Yes.
The minimum wage gets less attention, and I'm surprised by it, except I think all it can reflect is the fact that minimum wage earners are not actively involved in the political process. And it's probably true that as a group, the minimum wage earners in this country do not vote at a very high percentage of their numbers.
You know, Sandy, that unfortunately, as sad as that is, that's probably at the root of it, because, you know, people aren't going to do it because it's the right thing to do, right? I mean, there are lobbyists who are doing everything they can in their power to make sure that they don't raise it. But if people aren't politically savvy or politically engaged or involved, you get $7.25 over the last 13 years.
I mean, one of the lobbies that is against minimum wage changes is someone like McDonald's. And McDonald's would argue that raising the minimum wage will make their hamburgers more expensive and will cause them to hire fewer workers. Well, if the minimum wage is raised, not only will McDonald's, but Burger King and everyone else will have more expensive burgers. And so on a relative basis, they will not be less competitive than they are today.
All right. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Sandy Williams is in the house. We're glad he's here. We'll be right back.
So much rhythm, grace, and debonair for one man. Oh. And then he had to go to quicker his left.